It means you have to make yourself to be on a state of half asleep and half awake when you go into a place where you have to dream. And some people go out into the sound of falling water, something that will constantly awake them. Some people goes out into the trees and tie themselves in the trees or a little scaffold where they know for sure they have to watch their movement, otherwise they could fall. For that half-dreaming state is what they want to develop. Some people goes out into the higher, wherever there's high ground, and they prefer to be there, and sleep there on the ground without much comfort, and so they can be in a state of half asleep and half awake. And that's when these things came in. Soon it comes as the physical beings, the voices begin communicable as human, and then also the things they have formed into their mind begin to be being rather than non-physical being. For example, the thunderstorm became to be a thunderbird and actually saw a bird that come or even concern or come to them. If a person dreams about the wolf, that is one of the powerful animal. If they dream the wolf, yes, that wolf has to be friendly to them. They have to win this wolf in their dream as their partner. Once they make friends and once they establish a friendship, they now have an helper. And then they also have many other sort of imaginary beings that they created in their dreams, which they could summon in their future if they need some help. They can dream of all kinds of things. Sometimes many beings, just when they need help to do something in the future, in their life. And that is why dreams has to be many. And the most people can acquire the most useful things are at least 20 dreams, it's plenty. 20 dreams that well established, well believed, and have faith in them. These are the person that wants to acquire in the dream quest. After that period of dream quest, and then a person is now in so such level that his grandfather would say, okay, this is great. You are now going to live and exercise these things. And then once this person has to that level, he can still go on as long as he tells his guide or advisor what he wants to be, what he wants to acquire. So still, he can do it as long as he tells his teacher. Then he can go on, continue and have more dreams, and probably as many as 30, maybe more. Though some, but not all, can do that. And these are people that we call Kishimideo, means great shaman. And they are known to be one of them at that time. And they then begin to live, and then some of those people would have dream specific things. For example, some of them could have developed the dream of being able to perform or operate a shaking tent. If this such person have dream frequently in his young days, he can go on and expand it and use it. And this is a most useful person because he can provide the communication and communication at distance and, shall we say, the foreseeable things. He can be a prophet. He can foresee what's going to happen in a few days ahead or even 6 months ahead by using this.